We got breaking news, a new declassified documents, a new whistleblower exposes Adam Schiff's intelligence leaking.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo. Phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. We got a packed show today. We got a lot of people who are going to be on. My dad, Jay Seculo, is going to join us in the next segment. CeCe Heil after that. Get another senior attorney. And then Mike Pompeo later in the show. So stay tuned. It's going to be packed. And of course, we're going to hear from you as well, the most important voice in the room. So give me a call at 1-800-684-3110 as we let people start filing on. This is some big news, Will, as there is a Democrat whistleblower,
right,
whose documents have been exposed, thanks to Cash Patel, thanks to a lot of the groups, thanks to Just the News for reporting this, showing that there was a team within Adam Schiff's office alerting, whistleblowing, that things were not on the up and up, that specifically this was a targeted attack on President Trump to try to find and dig out documents not related to what was going on necessarily with national security, just to derail President Trump.
Well, and also with the express goal to get an indictment against President Trump. These come from FBI Form 302s. We've heard about those a lot during the Russiagate stuff. So that's the interview form that an FBI agent is filling out when they're conducting an interview. It's an official document. And what this shows is that someone who was a Democrat working for the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, so the House Intel Committee, was in these meetings with Democrats, with Adam Schiff, where he was saying things like he wanted to purposefully leak classified information that was derogatory to President Trump, and he wanted that information to be used to get an indictment against President Trump. This individual was not comfortable with that. This individual pushed back. They were told, don't worry about it. He went to the FBI, and even the FBI at the time was seeming to be like, well, there's a lot of leeway in the speech and debate clause in the U.S. Constitution. While that may be so, this person was concerned about the ethics of this, the legality of it, but all this was directed by Adam Schiff. We knew that he was a leaker, but how much he was coordinating behind the scenes to try and leak things to the media to try and get an indictment against the President of the United States, this goes far beyond what we knew prior, and we're going to learn a lot more and talk to your dad, Jay Seculo, about it in the next segment, yeah, as he lived through that very much as well.
Absolutely. We all lived through Adam Schiff and continue to, but you want to know the legal expertise, what actually this could look like. I know there's a lot of people calling for a lot of things. Well, my dad, Jay Seculo, and then later on, CeCe Heil, is going to break down exactly what the consequences could be for this unearthed actions. Now, again, I'd love to hear from you as well at 1-800-684-3110. As we are now getting close, I can't even believe it, this August flying by, we're getting close to halfway through our ACLJ 35 Years of Victory Drive. And then you don't have to hear from me talking about these kind of matching challenges here for a while now. But through the month of August, we are celebrating those 35 years. 35 years the ACLJ has been around. Again, I'm about to turn 40. I've been doing this since I was 5 years old. I was there at the kitchen table. If you got our original newsletters, likely it was me and my brother stuffing the envelopes that you were getting. We have been at this our entire lives, and we want to continue on that legacy, a legacy of victory. Because unlike a lot of other organizations, and I want to throw shade at anybody, we don't just take anything that comes across. We make sure there's actually a option to win. Because that is what the ACLJ stands for. We stand for victory. So we will take your case. We will not waste your time. We will not waste the time and energy of the American people or the funding of the American people. When we know that you give in support, you give in support because you want us to win. Of course, not everything can end in victory. But more, the mass majority have, because we have incredible legal minds and an incredible media presence, beating just about everybody. And that's because of you. Phone lines again are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. My dad, Jay Seculo, is going to be joining us in the next segment. If you have a call or comment for him, you can even call in right now. Just going to be on the next segment, so stay tuned. But if you have a question or comment related to this and the whistleblower situations, obviously, I have that and Adam Schiff alone. That's right in our sweet spot of ACLJ work. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
For 35 years, the ACLJ has fought and won for life, liberty, and religious freedom. Since 1990, the ACLJ has established a legacy of victory, defending constitutional rights, protecting innocent life, and standing for freedom. From our offices in Washington, France, Jerusalem, and Pakistan, we've achieved major legal victories for organizations, churches, businesses, and families and individuals just like you. We've stood on Capitol Hill and before the U.S. Supreme Court and traveled all the way to the United Nations, helping to shape laws and policies at the highest levels. Now we face new battles, from saving persecuted Christians to defending pro-life laws at the Supreme Court. But we can't do it without you. This month, every dollar you give is doubled through our 35 years of victory drive. Be part of this critical moment. Give now at aclj.org/win. That's aclj.org/win.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Welcome back to Seculo. My dad, Jay Seculo, is joining us via phone right now. We wanted to chat with him. And, of course, we are celebrating 35 years of victory right now at the ACLJ. And, Dad, of course, this is a moment. Will, why don't you give us like a 10, 20-second reset so all the people who are joining us right now, because we see the numbers are skyrocketing right now on YouTube and on Rumble. Give us a little bit of a reset of what we're talking about, and let's get your feedback, Dad.
That's right. So it appears Kash Patel, as director of the FBI, discovered 302 interview forms from the FBI where a whistleblower was coming forward from the House Intelligence Committee that worked for the Democrats, trying to get the FBI to do something about the fact that Adam Schiff was purposefully and directing the staff to leak classified intelligence to the media for the purpose of getting an indictment against President Trump. The FBI under the Chris Wray era, as well as the Biden era, this individual gave about 4 interviews to the FBI on this very subject, did nothing about it. And a lot of that had to do with what they pushed back and said, we don't know if we have any angle here because of speech and debate clause. But now the American public is seeing this because Director Patel has declassified it and given it over to Congress, who has now given it to John Solomon at Just the News.
Dad, you there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
So the first thing I think you have to realize here is this. Number one, and I think this is critical, this was a Democratic staff member who gave the information to the FBI, who was then interviewed by the Federal Bureau of Investigation on 3 separate occasions that we know of. As Will mentioned, the 302 is the form that the FBI utilizes when they interview. These are the notes taken by the FBI agents. Kash Patel, confirmed as the FBI director, gets this information probably in the normal course of review. This was from 2017. And this individual alleges that Adam Schiff leaked classified documents to the media on purpose, knowing they were classified, to tarnish President Trump. Now, of course, I know firsthand what was going on in this because we represented the president at that point. And here's the key thing that I think you have to remember, Logan. This is what happens when weaponization of an agency takes place. And the Democrats went after President Trump with a vengeance, both while in office and then when we had President Biden. They indicted the former president of the United States in jurisdictions, alleging, by the way, the same kind of handling of classified documents. How come the president, if President Trump gets indicted for it, and Adam Schiff, nothing happens. Well, I think that's about to change. So what happens now is once this information is out, there will be further investigations. A grand jury should then be impaneled, and that grand jury should then, if the evidence supports it, bring a charge for violating a number of federal statutes here.
So many people have been pointing to the speech and debate clause in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 6, Clause 1, which says that the members of the both houses of Congress may be privileged from arrest during their attendance of the session of their respected houses. And it goes on to say, and for any speech and debate in either house, they shall not be questioned in any other place. Some of the reporting is that the whistleblower, that's the pushback he got. That, and we know that many members of Congress have used the well of the Senate or the floor of the House to speak things into the record that would otherwise not be allowed to be put out there. Maybe it be classified documents or something of that nature. And that is a protection that the Constitution gives. However, if you're directing staff to leak classified documents, how far does this protection of speech and debate extend in a case like this?
Yeah, this had nothing to do with the speech and debate clause, though. I mean, that's the first go-to that anybody that serves in Congress utilizes. That came, by the way, the speech and debate clause has been litigated a number of times. Here's the issue on the speech and debate clause. First of all, it wasn't on the floor of the Senate. That's in your house, number one. Number two, it wasn't a speech and debate effort. It wasn't statements made in that context. This was a leak. This is what the allegation is by this whistleblower. This is a leak of classified information. That is not protected by the speech and debate clause, because if it was, America's national security would be constantly in jeopardy. So those that say speech and debate, nonsense. This is, if the allegations are true, and based on what I have seen in the past, nothing would surprise me here.
And nothing would surprise you.
Go ahead.
No. I thought you were done there. I was saying, a lot of people are asking then, so then what happens? This is always the big question, which is, we've uncovered all this information. Cash Patel said, here it all is. You know, there'll be referrals. There'll be all this. What's the true next step? Because Adam Schiff, we know, has even bigger plans and bigger hopes for his political career. And this, you know, could this result in anything?
Well, it sure could. I mean, they've got, first of all, under Pam Bondi, the Department of Justice has set up a task force on weaponization of federal agencies. As I said, a grand jury could be impaneled as the evidence warrants, and that grand jury could issue an indictment. The MCHIP isn't immune from the law. These are the ones that scream about nobody's above the law, yet that when they are involved in activities, they immediately try to hide behind a speech and debate clause. And by the way, I don't think there's anything wrong with having a speech and debate clause. I think the founders were right. But it has nothing to do with this issue whatsoever. If, in fact, the allegations are true, a crime was committed.
And when you think about the way that Director Gabbard has laid this out, seeing the ways that intelligence was manipulated and then changed in order to frame a narrative against the president at the direction of President Barack Obama at the time, and then you saw the way that James Comey had a part in this, now we're seeing that the Intelligence Committee, the Democrats there, were specifically playing a role in this. This is where that grand conspiracy investigation seems to really take place, where you're seeing multiple branches of the government in coordination trying to go after someone who is elected by the people. And it also harkens back to when Chuck Schumer said, you better not go after the intelligence community because they have 6 ways from Sunday to get back at you. All of this points to some sort of coup and grand conspiracy against President Trump.
Well, we know that, of course, from what happened during the 4 years in his first term. I mean, this was a constant attack. It was whether it was an impeachment, whether it was the nonsense with Bob Mueller, that whole situation. And Adam Schiff stoking, saying he has seen the evidence, remember, of Russia's collusion with the Trump campaign. And then there was none. This was a guy who made up a transcript of a conversation between the president of the United States and Vladimir Zelensky. He made it up. He made up the text. And he later admitted that it was just to, you know, make the point more clear. It's nonsense. So the end result of all of this, in my view, is a grand jury should be impaneled. That grand jury should look at the evidence as warranted. Indictments flow if, in fact, the allegations have a probable cause factor, reasonable to move forward. And I believe it will be. I'm not surprised by any of this. I do want to remind people, President Trump has only been in office 8 months, Cash Patel less than that. So it's going to take some time here, but I think we're on the right track. I think people are going to be held accountable.
Well, Dad, before we let you go, I did want to spend a couple minutes here as we wrap up this segment with you. We're going to have CeCe Heil on in the next segment to talk about some of our pro-life work that's happening still around the country. We don't want people to forget about that, the incredible work of the ACLJ, though it all ties together, because we are celebrating those 35 years of victory. And I believe there'll be a video message from you, a new one that'll be playing just a little bit later in the show today, so people can stay tuned for that. But I wanted you to take a minute to tell everyone why this is the time to give and why this is time to support.
Well, look, we're celebrating 35 years of victory, and none of that happens without the support of our friends that support the work of the ACLJ, whether you're an ACLJ champion who gives every month or someone who occasionally supports the work of the ACLJ, it makes a huge difference. I do want to say your support is critical. I look at the cases that are now coming in. They're complex. They're important. They have to be handled, and it takes expertise. We look at our media operations. As you say, Logan Brinkley, you don't put things behind a paywall. It's available for our donors and supporters and friends to access. We want to keep it that way. So your support of the ACLJ here just makes a gigantic difference in our ability to continue this work, which I think, by the way, we're about to see some really big things about to happen. So your support of the ACLJ is absolutely critical. We encourage you to go to aclj.org and do that today.
That's right. You can do it right now. As he said, it's aclj.org. Yeah, let's put that graphic back up. You can scan that QR code right now if you're watching. If you go to aclj.org, give any donation, it will be effectively doubled. Of course, you can go directly and you can read more about and see great video content about our victories over the years. You're going to hear from some of those previous clients in the coming weeks. aclj.org/victory. Again, that's aclj.org/victory. Because we want you to know also a little bit of background information on not only what we're doing, but what we've done, what got us here. Because some of you are brand new. I know a lot of you that watch on YouTube, you were, you know, in the last few years, or even the last few days, or the last few months, it's the first time you've ever seen us. There's probably half of you right now that have never seen us before. And of course, you can consider giving, and that'd be amazing. But if you're brand new and you've never seen us at all, what I always ask you to do is just hit that subscribe button if you're watching on YouTube. It does a lot. We're over 512,000 subscribers now on our YouTube channel. Understand that is incredible at getting the word out there. And millions watch each and every week. So when millions are watching and half a million plus are subscribing, we got to balance that number out. So you go ahead and subscribe. Be great. We're going to take your calls and comments coming up. And CeCe Heil is going to be joining us again about the ACLJ's pro-life work. Give me a call at 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
For 35 years, the ACLJ has fought and won for life, liberty, and religious freedom. Since 1990, the ACLJ has established a legacy of victory, defending constitutional rights, protecting innocent life, and standing for freedom. From our offices in Washington, France, Jerusalem, and Pakistan, we've achieved major legal victories for organizations, churches, businesses, and families and individuals just like you. We've stood on Capitol Hill and before the U.S. Supreme Court and traveled all the way to the United Nations, helping to shape laws and policies at the highest levels. Now we face new battles, from saving persecuted Christians to defending pro-life laws at the Supreme Court. But we can't do it without you. This month, every dollar you give is doubled through our 35 years of victory drive. Be part of this critical moment. Give now at aclj.org/win. That's aclj.org/win.
Welcome back to Secula. We are going to take your calls in the next half hour at 1-800-684-3110. And of course, we're going to continue on that conversation and the work that's going on with the FBI. And of course, the whistleblowers that are coming out saying that Adam Schiff was doing probably what we thought he was doing the whole time, but now there's some proof in there and the people that were shutting it down. But we wanted to move a little bit to work, the pro-life work of the ACLJ. You've heard about our work in Massachusetts. You've heard about all the work that we've been doing around the country. It's because since Roe versus Wade has been overturned, the fights have actually probably times 50 happened, because now you have each individual state wanting to go at it. We found some individual places where we know pro-life pregnancy resource centers have been under attack for the last, we would say the last couple of years, but CC, we're learning a lot more. Of course, we know that they have always been a target for a lot of pro-choice groups, but it's becoming clearer and clearer as time progresses.
Yeah, that's right. And so what's interesting today is that the United States Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case of first choice women's resource centers. And that is, again, a case where a liberal attorney general in New Jersey has gone after pregnancy resource centers. And they always target them for what they say deceptive practices. And so we will be filing an amicus brief. We filed at the cert stage in this case, and the Supreme Court has agreed to take it. And now we will be filing an amicus brief on August 28th, I believe, is the due date for our amicus brief. In this case, again, supporting the pregnancy resource centers and going after New Jersey for viewpoint discrimination. And this is not anything that is new. You know, in 2010, we had a case in New York with Evergreen, and then there were cases in California that we were involved in. Again, it's always this government targeting, and like you said, we're in Massachusetts, government targeting of pregnancy resource centers. And I have, and I've used this a lot in our cases over the years, NARAL, which was the abortion lobby arm. They put out a choice action kit.
Hold that
which
up for people to see.
I will. Yeah. So if you're watching, NARAL had a choice action kit that they put out in 2000, so 25 years ago. And it is a step-by-step guide of unmasking fake clinics. And it goes step-by-step of how
they
you...
They call fake clinics, yes.
Everything's fake clinics, and they target them of, yes, they're deceptive practices, and they deceive women. And they deceive them by giving them a choice. That's what it is. But they, again, it's a step-by-step guide, they say, to target friendly media and reporters, to target friendly attorney generals, which is exactly what we're seeing here in this case that's now going to the Supreme Court. This is a plan and a playbook that they've had for 25 years, and the ACLJ has been fighting against it for 35 years. So we will continue to do so.
Well, and I wanted to bring up that point, and we were talking about the lawfare against President Trump in the first two segments. We'll get back to that and what Adam Schiff did. But this entire strategy of lawfare is not just limited to how they go after President Trump or how they go after conservatives or how they go after the Tea Party. It goes after anything that you hold dear as a conservative, whether it be protecting your family, protecting life. They use the court system, they use the lawfare to go after it. And as we said, we've been fighting this for a long time. Their playbook came out in 2020 from NARAL using all the same language. In 2000.
Yeah.
And gave all the same language and methodology and strategy. And we're still fighting that. You mentioned we fought that in the mid-2010s. Mm-hmm. We fought it recently. We're now in federal court in Massachusetts fighting for the clinics there that the government was going after them, viewpoint discrimination. That's what is at heart of this case, where the Attorney General of New Jersey is targeting clinics using viewpoint discrimination, trying to conjure up a way to shut them down. And we are representing our Massachusetts clients, the ones that we are representing in Massachusetts in federal court, on this brief as well at the Supreme Court, because we know the playbook. CeCe's got it. She studied it. She knows how to fight this. And that's exactly what we do and will continue to do. And we know that that fight won't end. So we have to keep fighting.
Right. And we know that fight won't end because they in the playbook, which again is over 25 years old, and what we see even in other pro-abortion centers, they're saying, okay, you have to go after these pregnancy centers because if left unchecked, their power and influence is likely to grow. And that they are afraid of their bottom line is money. We know it's billions of dollars. Abortion is billions of dollars. And they are afraid that when women know the truth, that cuts into their bottom line. And so they are going to keep going after pregnancy resource centers, and we are going to keep defending them.
Yeah, I think that's very important. When you see the work of the pro-life pregnancy resource centers, it goes well beyond even prenatal for a lot of these groups. You're talking about postnatal. You're talking about a lot of times they do days where you can go pick up food, days you can pick up formula, days you can pick up free clothes. They are a lot of times volunteer run by some of the sweetest people you've ever met. The fact they become the target, we can't let that stand. They can't be just the target because they are the volunteers that are fighting for life. And they're not even fighting for life in the traditional sense of, you know, they're not the people necessarily always on the streets. They're the people who are giving love and support to pregnant women who are just not sure what to do next. And they're giving them that true option to choose life, but also to show that they're a group of people, largely the Christian people, who will surround them and will help them get through this.
And they also debunk one of the lies that the pro-abortion crowd spews all the time, that conservatives and pro-lifers, they only care about the child while it's in the womb. They don't care about what happens to the baby after it's born, which is one, it's a lie, but they spread that. But if they truly wanted to be like, okay, well, put your money where your mouth is, support the organizations that would support a child after birth as well, that's what we're trying to do. They're the ones trying to shut them down.
Absolutely. And you said put your money where your mouth is. Here's the thing. Our taxpayer money, it's going to Planned Parenthood. It's going to abortion clinics. Our taxpayer money does not go to these great organizations that do actually help women and give them an option and a choice. And that's despicable, too. And that needs to stop. And so, again, we will fight that and the funding of Planned Parenthood along with protecting the pregnancy resource centers. That's something the ACLJ has consistently done, and we will continue to do so.
All right. Thank you, Cece, for joining us today. It's always good to have an update of what the ACLJ is doing so you understand why we're in court, what's next in court, what's going to happen. Of course, in the main topic today, we had my dad on to discuss what could be coming next. Of course, there's some big plans there. I want you to take this next minute and a half. Know that we have a second half hour coming up. Mike Pompeo is going to be joining us in just a few minutes. It's going to be a packed second half as well. You don't want to miss it. So if you don't get us on your local station or you're listening right now, you know, in a different time spot or whatever it may be, we are live every day. I would say this from 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern time. You can figure out from there where you live and when you can listen and watch live. If you're watching right now and this is pre-recorded, great, welcome, hello. But I encourage you, if you're watching live right now, to get involved, go to our YouTube channel, go to aclj.org, comment, be part of the conversation, and of course, call in. We have four lines open right now at 1-800-684-3110. This show has been going on. The organization's been here for 35 years. A version of this broadcast has been happening for the majority of that. I believe 27 years that we have been on the air here. Okay, whether that is a version that my dad hosted, my mom, or whether that goes all the way up to this version of the broadcast. We have not left the air. We have been Monday through Friday from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern time for well over 25 years. And that's because people like you give and support. It's not major sponsors. It's no one else. It is because you are here to fight alongside us. And your donations just for this month are doubled. So if you give at aclj.org right now or scan that QR code, your $10 donation becomes $20, a $50 donation becomes $100 because it unlocks a pledge. Do it right now. We'll back with the second half hour in less than a minute.
For 35 years, the ACLJ has fought and won for life, liberty, and religious freedom. Now we face new battles, from saving persecuted Christians to defending pro-life laws at the Supreme Court. But we can't do it without you. This month, every dollar you give is doubled through our 35 years of victory drive. Be part of this critical moment. Give now at aclj.org/win. That's aclj.org/win.
Keeping you informed and engaged. now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Second of our Seculo coming at you right now. Will Haynes joining me in studio. In the next segment, Mike Pompeo is going to be joining us, and we're going to also take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. This is after another, yes, another whistleblower has been exposed by the FBI. This is someone trying to do a good thing, trying to say what's going on. This is a Democrat who whistleblew on Adam Schiff. Okay, we knew Adam Schiff was doing some shady stuff the whole time. He's been pretty even honest about the fact that he has done shady things throughout, created facts, created transcripts, done all of these things to try to put President Trump, quote-unquote, in his place, if you will. But, Will, this one is even a next step, because now we have FBI Director Kash Patel and our friends at Just the News really blowing the roof off of this and showing you all, blowing the lid off of this and showing you all what was really going on. And we actually can get something done with this.
That's right. And when you look at this, the individual that worked for the House Intelligence Committee was friends with Adam Schiff, worked with him for a long time, as well as he said, I also was very cordial and friendly with Devin Nunes, who used to be on that as well.
Never trust a coworker.
That's the first strike
against him.
That's
what I tell people. I'm looking at all of you right now. I'm waiting for all of you.
But he went and he was interviewed multiple times by the FBI, started in 2017, I believe, 2019, 2023. So in both under the Chris Wray FBI during the Trump presidency, as well as the Chris Wray FBI during the Biden presidency. But all of the information that he was giving over was saying, I didn't think that this was okay. A lot of the individuals had NDAs, and they also had security clearance on the committee, and they were not supposed to be sharing this information. So it wasn't just that Adam Schiff was going to do it. He was directing staff to leak this to the media. And this person ended up leaving and believed that it was because Adam Schiff didn't think he was a team player or trustworthy to be able to do what he was being asked of him. The fact that this type of information as well, these whistleblowers went to people like the FBI and nothing was done about it. Sure, even if the FBI tried to say, I don't think we can do anything because of speech and debate clause, which your dad thoroughly debunked earlier in the show.
Go back and listen.
But even if that's what they were concerned about, the speech and debate clause thing. I don't know if we can go after a sitting congressman for that. The fact that there wasn't communication of stop this. We know what you're doing. You're in very treacherous territory.
No, they let him go.
Yeah.
Essentially said, you know, this is not anything we're going to get ourselves involved in because you know why? You can probably put the pieces together yourself. They didn't want to stop him. They didn't want this to become an issue. They wanted him to find those reasons. At least that is what I'm assuming. Because if not, you would have taken a listen to a friend slash whistleblower a little bit more seriously. Now, again, that doesn't mean just because it happened a number of years ago that it's over. Let's go ahead and take a quick call real quick about this. Because Martin, we can go. Because Martin in North Carolina is watching on YouTube. I think you can kind of play back to what my dad had to say. Martin, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Logan. Will, I agree with what your dad said, and you and Will have said the same things as well, too. There is a process in this country we have to go through to legally get to where we need to be to stay in line with the Constitution and with the laws. In this case, in particular, Adam Schiff, if those lead to a problem with him or anybody else, what exactly are the consequences for these people?
Again, a grand jury can be put together. A lot of things can happen.
Yeah, mishandling of classified information. That is what they went after the former president, who actually had the power to declassify.
Yeah.
Remember, they indicted Donald Trump.
That's right. Former president, current president.
Former president for mishandling classified documents. Yeah. In this, there was clear intent.
Yeah.
The whistleblower's telling you about it. This existed. And
that's probably the minimum of this claim. Now, I encourage you to go back and listen to my dad. He really broke down this in the last segment, as well as CeCe Heil. And coming up next, I wanted to tease y'all, Mike Pompeo is going to be joining us. We're going to talk to him a little bit about this, but also about some of the updates of what's going on overseas. So what's going on in Russia, Ukraine, in Israel. We're going to break all that down coming up. And then at the end of the show, we're going to take all the calls we can. We got four lines open for you right now. 1-800-684-3110. Get in line right now. Gene and Bobby, stay on hold. And the rest of you, call in. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back.
For 35 years, the ACLJ has fought and won for life, liberty, and religious freedom. Since 1990, the ACLJ has established a legacy of victory, defending constitutional rights, protecting innocent life, and standing for freedom. From our offices in Washington, France, Jerusalem, and Pakistan, we've achieved major legal victories for organizations, churches, businesses, and families and individuals just like you. We've stood on Capitol Hill and before the U.S. Supreme Court and traveled all the way to the United Nations, helping to shape laws and policies at the highest levels. Now we face new battles, from saving persecuted Christians to defending pro-life laws at the Supreme Court. But we can't do it without you. This month, every dollar you give is doubled through our 35 years of victory drive. Be part of this critical moment. Give now at aclj.org/win. That's aclj.org/win.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Welcome back to Seculo. Phone lines are open for you. I'm going to take them after we talk to Secretary Pompeo. So 1-800-684-3110. Got three lines still open. Perfect time to get in line by giving us a call again at 1-800-684-3110. Now we want to take our conversation worldwide. I want to hear from you, Secretary Pompeo, as we have the reports now that President Trump is, I guess, it's on the books. It's been scheduled. It's going to be meeting with Vladimir Putin in Alaska. This is going to happen on Friday as of now. And the president said, again, kind of, I'd say, another interesting one of those. Usually it's, we'll know within a day. President Trump this time says, we'll probably know in the first 2 minutes of whether we're going to have a deal or not. In your experience with Vladimir Putin and the Russian government, does that seem pretty accurate?
Both my experience with Vladimir Putin and the Russian government and my experience with President Trump. Look, my take is it will be something that in pretty short order, the two of them can figure out if there are irreconcilable problems or if there is a pathway forward. I hope that President Trump has applied enough leverage. I hope Putin doesn't stiff President Trump. That will end badly for Russia. I hope that in the end, Putin recognizes that he's got to bring this thing to an end. He's got to call a wrap on this thing. There is a path forward that I think everyone can accept. You know, I've seen the Ukrainians, the Europeans, everybody stating their maximalist position. I'm convinced there is a pathway towards a resolution where you can get the ceasefire that President Trump has been seeking and provide security to Europe for another 25 years. Europe will have to lead. We'll have to be part of it in the sense of we will have to be the mediator for the outcome. But make no mistake about it, President Trump is going there with the intention of determining whether Vladimir Putin is serious or whether he's just going to continue to string us along.
Well, and even the fact that this dialogue or this summit is happening is something novel for this entire war, with the war beginning under President Biden. President Biden never picked up the phone once to call the leader of Russia to say,
with pride,
the only thing we got was a very stern don't or no in the media from the previous president. Yeah, the vice president. But so we're now here. We are before this summit leading up. This is one, a step that at least there's talking between the United States and Russia. But if it doesn't lend itself to a ceasefire at this point, what other steps and options do you think the Trump administration has after this meeting if they aren't able to reach that ceasefire or some sort of step forward agreement?
Look, you captured this perfectly. You're right. Why would Putin have met with President Biden, for goodness sake? There would have been no utility in it. He was continuing to march. He was continuing to take more of Europe. and President Biden was doing nearly nothing to slow him down. There was no risk to Vladimir Putin. When President Trump came into office, it was clear that there was a new sheriff in town, that things had changed. And so, look, if they walk away from this meeting on Friday with no advancement, no conclusion, President Trump will continue down the path that he has already set in motion, which is increasing pressure on the Russian economy, lower energy prices, secondary sanctions on those who are still fueling the Russian economy, allowing him to continue to murder innocent Ukrainians. I'm confident that's the path President Trump will head down. And it won't surprise me at all, as it won't surprise you. After this summit, President Trump will make very clear, here's what happened, here's my plan, and here's how we're going to bring this to its logical conclusion.
Well, you even bring up some of those, the sanctions, as well as the way that President Trump views the way to deal with the Russians in this. Even things like tariffs on India, who is a major trading partner with Russia, being able to put pressure points in other parts of the world to say, hey, stop buying their oil and gas. And that's another angle of pressure that he can put on them. It's not just the straightforward, here's the sanctions here and we're sending arms there. The administration now is thinking globally, how can we put this pressure on this regime in Russia and able to get them to come to the table? And I felt like it was very black and white with the previous administration of, we have to send arms here and we have to put sanctions here. But now that there's a more holistic approach, it seems like that is actually what is getting the Russians to at least the talking phase.
Undoubtedly true. You have to remember the context as well. I think you nailed it. The context is a president who has demonstrated his willingness to do things that are unconventional, right? The strike in Iran, supporting the Israeli efforts against the regime there in Iran to slow them down from expanding their nuclear capabilities. The recognition that in Syria, we're going to have a fundamentally different approach. That hurts the Russians. People forget that it was the Russians propping up Assad for so long. But now the Russians, of course, aren't the right ally to have. And of course, the president's pressure on the Chinese Communist Party, too, who has also fueled this Russian war. It is a much more strategic, much more holistic approach, much more pressure being felt by Putin and his regime than there was, what, 6, 8, 10 months ago. This creates the conditions for a ceasefire and the ultimate resolution. We'll see if Putin's reached that point or not on Friday.
Yeah, we'll keep kind of everyone updated on that situation. But I kind of want to pop around the world here a little bit. Secretary Pompeo, obviously, the war in Gaza has taken some very interesting turns over the last few weeks. But there's actually a report that came out of the BBC that said Hamas has a secret war chest of hundreds of millions of dollars. What do you think about the validity of that? How do these reports seem like they just get ignored? Because obviously, if that's true, and they have this war chest being funded by who knows, you know, this war could go on for a lot longer than many people hope.
My sense is that the Israeli leadership, not just Prime Minister Netanyahu, but broadly the Israeli leadership has concluded it's go time. We have 50 hostages, 20 of whom we believe are still alive. Let's go get them. Let's go take control. Let's bring this to a conclusion in Gaza as quickly as we can. You know, we often talk about Hamas being diminished. That is absolutely true. We talk about Iran as having been diminished. That's absolutely true. But you win wars by defeating adversaries. And I think what they're going to do in Gaza is they're going to go defeat Hamas in its entirety. I don't know how much money they have. I know Hamas has way too much money because the Biden administration didn't enforce the right sanctions regime that we had done in the first Trump administration, creating enormous wealth for the Iranians that was transferred to Hezbollah and the Houthis and to Hamas. I don't know how much money they have. I think Prime Minister Netanyahu, with the Americans in support, is going to go finish this, bring this to a conclusion, and then deliver a government to the people that live in Gaza that is justifiable and decent, not controlled by Iran, not controlled by the terrorist Hamas.
All right, let's move again. Once again, you have a new article at ACLJ.org called "A Free and Independent Taiwan is Critical to American Security." Again, with most of the eyes of the world on whether the United States on Gaza, on Ukraine and Russia, on Israel. What is the President Trump can be doing to make sure we're, and why, I guess, for our audience to get engaged? Of course, you wrote a blog on it. Everyone can go read that blog. But why is Taiwan, why is this so important right now?
Taiwan sits at the fulcrum of Chinese aggression, and the Chinese Communist Party is here inside our country. They are the strategic adversary for us for the next couple decades, and Taiwan sits at the very front line of that. And the Taiwanese just simply need us to deliver on the weapon systems they've already purchased from us. They need our diplomatic and intelligence support, And then they need us to continue to do the work to push back against the Chinese Communist Party's propaganda efforts as well. When we do that, America will be better off. Not only do we depend on Taiwan for important electronics and semiconductors, but we need a safe, free, open Pacific so that goods can transfer across the world, Americans can travel, and we are a Pacific nation. I grew up in Southern California. We're a Pacific nation, and we can't let the Chinese Communist Party begin to control the South China Sea or the area around Taiwan in a way that treats it as its own lake. It's not good for America. We've never allowed this. I'm confident President Trump's not going to allow that to happen either.
And I think people need to know this, Secretary Pompeo, as we wrap up this segment, is, you know, though America, there's the America First and all those kind of talking points you hear, but that doesn't mean that the world is closed. It doesn't mean other people, other countries aren't working while you decide to become more of an isolationist. At some point, we have to be looking at what's happening around the world. We can take care of our own first, but then also keep an eye of what's going on. It's why we have the European Center. It's why we have the ACLJ in Jerusalem. It's why we have all these ones we can't talk about even, because there is. It's important to keep a worldwide perspective. We do not live in some world where it takes days and days to travel. We can get to the other side of the world in the course of 24 hours or less. And I think that is very important.
Yeah. Look, President Trump has been characterized by some as an isolationist. I didn't see that. He's an America First guy. He believes deeply if we put America first, that means American global leadership, good things will happen for the American people. You see it with his tariffs and trade agreements, right? They're trade agreements. We're going to trade with these countries, not shut them out. Right. He just wants it to be fair and balanced. And that's the right outcome for America and the one that President Trump has already delivered on in just his first 6 months.
Yeah, so we encourage our audience always to stay educated what's going on around the world. Check out our website, obviously at aclj.org, because we're not going to let you down. We're not just going to show you what you want to see or the news that you want to hear. We are, at least the one thing I can always say about our content, we do not bow down to any overlords that are telling us, number one, this is what you want to see, and we're going to lie to you. That is not what we do here. We tell you what you need to see. We expose you to the truth. Have you seen this big breaking news about Adam Schiff on most of your cable news outlets today? No. Okay? But we know it's important. We want to make sure you see it. Are you hearing a lot of news, a lot of people talking about Taiwan? No. But we have Secretary Mike Pompeo writing a whole article why you need to be engaged in what's happening in the world scale. And I want you to do that. And I feel that very important. As someone that cares about this world, not beyond even just our own borders, you need to get involved. And that's at aclj.org. And again, right now, we are almost halfway through of our 35 years of victory. And about 25 years ago is when we started our worldwide efforts, when we started the European Center for Law and Justice and all the other affiliates. So we've been at that for almost as long. We'll be right back with your calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
For 35 years, the ACLJ has fought and won for life, liberty, and religious freedom. Since 1990, the ACLJ has established a legacy of victory, defending constitutional rights, protecting innocent life, and standing for freedom. From our offices in Washington, France, Jerusalem, and Pakistan, we've achieved major legal victories for organizations, churches, businesses, and families and individuals just like you. We've stood on Capitol Hill and before the U.S. Supreme Court and traveled all the way to the United Nations, helping to shape laws and policies at the highest levels. Now we face new battles, from saving persecuted Christians to defending pro-life laws at the Supreme Court. But we can't do it without you. This month, every dollar you give is doubled through our 35 years of victory drive. Be part of this critical moment Give now at aclj.org/win. That's aclj.org/win.
Welcome back to Seculo. We're going to take some calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go ahead for those who have been on hold for a while. Let's go to Gene, who's listening in Maryland on line 3. Gene, go ahead.
Hi. I'm just wondering if these Democrats are found guilty, can the American people bring suit against them and hit their pockets by making them pay back their taxes we pay?
Not really in terms of the American people suing against them, because that's not really how that works. However, they can be held accountable. We've heard this all today. Usually, I'm honest with you, and I tell you whether I think that there will be consequences to these actions. Of course, these are long-term things. So having a friendly administration, I guess, to conservatives will certainly help that. And remember, you only got about 3 years left of President Trump. You only got about a year left until they start kicking up the campaigns. So we start really talking about who's next. So you got to make sure that you have someone next in line who's willing to continue this fight, because it may not be over in a year, 2 years, 3 years.
Well, the fact that there's a strike force, there are multiple grand jury investigations going on. Clearly, the Department of Justice, the FBI, the intelligence community is taking this very seriously, because what we saw was the weaponization of intelligence. It was used to manipulate the public, to manipulate the American people. It was selectively leaked. It was changed and manipulated to tell the opposite of the truth. And that's unacceptable. That is not what our intelligence agencies are for. People are always wary of the intelligence community because they have a lot of free rein. They can do a lot of things that we never hear of, these clandestine services. And in reality, they were using that, their freedom, their secrecy, to weaponize their intelligence gathering against the president-elect of the United States, and then the president of the United States. And that can never happen again.
All right, let's continue on with some calls. And then we're going to wrap up with a message from my dad, Jay Sekulo. Let's go to Bobby in New York on line 4. Bobby, go ahead.
Hi, Logan. Hi, Will. You and you guys and CC, you're cool. But my question is, please clear up my confusion. I thought government funding for Planned Parenthood had been cut off.
Of course.
Has it been cut off? Or can it be cut off, or does it have to go through Congress?
It feels like it should have been cut off here, Bobby. It seems like it was all planning on it, but of course you had a judge get involved, and now that judge had some caveats, came back, and now we're back, I feel like, to square one.
That's right. So as of right now, that judge had issued two preliminary injunctions. This was out of Massachusetts, one place we're in federal court right now fighting for pro-life resource centers. But that judge put two different injunctions, preliminary injunctions, for different reasons, blocking the defunding of Planned Parenthood. Just yesterday, the government filed their notice of appeal. They've asked for a stay at the appeals court level. We will be engaged on that. We may be filing in support of that stay as soon as Friday. But because of those preliminary injunctions, right now, the government is still having to do these Medicaid reimbursements. If a stay is in place, that will block the preliminary injunction and the money will stop flowing to Planned Parenthood. So we're going to fight hard on that, and stay tuned. On Friday, we may have a filing.
All right, thanks, Bobby, for calling. This could be our last call of the day, but you can give us a call and try. 1-800-684-3110. Brian's calling in Virginia. Go ahead.
I just want to let you know I love President Trump, but I just hope he goes into this with his eyes wide open and realize that Putin's a war criminal, and I just don't want him to see him get played again by the stall tactics of Russia. And I don't want to see Ukraine have to give up any land for any kind of ceasefire that's only temporary. It has to be an actual peace treaty before that even comes into the picture. God bless you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Brian. Look, I think that all cards are on the table at this point. There could be some land swaps. They've talked about that, where it's not exactly what you thought. Now, Zelensky has been very actively saying, I'm not doing that.
Right.
This is not how this war is going to end. But that has certainly been on the table.
Well, and once again, President Trump said, I'm a negotiator. I make deals. A negotiation and a deal doesn't normally mean it's just cut and dry.
Let's hear that from President Trump. Here's bite 8.
With Vladimir Putin, and at the end of that meeting, probably in the first 2 minutes, I'll know exactly
whether or not a deal can be
How
made.
How do you know that?
Because that's what I do. I make deals.
That's a funny comment, but look, anyone who's been in these negotiations know that's typically the case. How many times have I gotten on a phone call thinking we were at the end of a deal, and then all of a sudden, within the first 30 seconds, it's very, very clear that is not happening. We are not on the same page. It happens more times than it doesn't. But I wanted to wrap up this show, and we'll come and we'll talk to you at the very end, with a message from my dad, Jay Sekulow, about this 35 years of the ACLJ and the work that he put in, and now the work that the next generation gets to put in. So I encourage you to stay tuned and watch this special video, special message from my dad, Jay Sekulow.
For 35 years as Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, I've been blessed to be part of numerous monumental victories in defense of life, religious liberty, and our Constitution. I filed countless briefs, argued numerous cases, and repeatedly stood before the U.S. Supreme Court. And thanks to the faithful support of our ACLJ members and champions, we've had the resources to fight these legal battles and defend faith and freedom. That support has been a great blessing, making these fights possible. You can only imagine how fulfilling it was after more than 35 years battling the taxpayer-funded abortion industry to see the U.S. Supreme Court finally overturn Roe v. Wade, undoing a grave injustice in our nation's history. And after a lifetime of advocacy, I was there the day President Trump opened the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, affirming our unshakable support for our ally Israel. Together, we've been on the front lines winning monumental cases at the U.S. Supreme Court, from protecting the rights of churches to meet in schools to upholding the right of students to pray at those schools and hold Bible clubs. We've also had monumental impacts across the globe, helping secure the freedom of numerous pastors like Pastor Andrew Brunson, who in just 30 hours went from being locked in a Turkish prison to standing in the Oval Office praying for President Trump. But these victories are only a generation away from being undone. The radical left and enemies of freedom around the world never stop fighting against us. At the ACLJ, we are building on this legacy of victory over the past 35 years as we expand our efforts. That's why we've launched our 35 Years of Victory Drive. We need the resources to protect the victories of the past, but also to secure the new victories for the future. Donate today at aclj.org/35 and have your gift double today. And if you're able, become an ACLJ champion and help make victories possible every single month.
Again, that was a message from my dad, Jay Sekulow. I encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. Again, as we have 35 years of victory under our belt, if you will, this is a new day. It's a new time. We got to treat things differently. You can even see those pro-life protesters that were out there. It would get kind of violent back in those days. And of course, we know that still gets violent on the other side quite a bit. But we have adjusted. As time has moved on, there's been an evolution in the way you talk about life. And now it's maybe not as hostile. Maybe it is a pro-life pregnancy resource center that embraces the single mother, embraces the mother who is trying to figure out what to do, what choices she can make. And by doing that, provides food, provides formula, provides clothing. Don't get caught up on the lies that are happening. Because we've been at the front lines of this for so long. And the lines keep changing. And we have to make sure that we're there. We're continuing to move. This show started on terrestrial radio. No video, nothing. And now we've moved to 24 hours a day access, where you don't lose it at noon. You turn off the radio at 1 o'clock. You're like, well, I guess I'll never hear that show again. We've archived all of this content. You can go back, learn, get engaged. This is for history. Be a part of it today. Be a part of the next 35 years. Help us even move in, as Will and I get into our 40s. Help us move in, even the next generation of young ACLJ attorneys and media staff. That is at aclj.org/victory, or just scan the QR code you see on the screen, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
For 35 years, the ACLJ has fought and won for life, liberty, and religious freedom. Now we face new battles, from saving persecuted Christians to defending pro-life laws at the Supreme Court. But we can't do it without you. This month, every dollar you give is doubled through our 35 Years of Victory Drive. Be part of this critical moment. Give now at aclj.org/win. That's aclj.org/win.